Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the mind and horn of bandleader, composer, teacher, musical theorist, and clarinetist Ben Goldberg, we step right into a new hour of the Neon Jazz Spotlight. Ben was joined by his quintet with the 2006 tune Song and Dance off his CD The Door, The Hat, The Chair, The Fact. Along with the jazz, Ben uses his instrument of choice on rock, new music, klezmer, classical, and pop genres. He was born and raised in Denver, Colorado, and when he was growing up, he always was enamored with the instrument that his mom played, the clarinet. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about loving the clarinet from the word go.
But when I was little, I used to beg her to please take that black thing out of the box and play it. I didn't know what it was called. I loved the smell of it, and I loved the sound of it. It was so mysterious to me. And so in some ways, there was very little question for me. I wasn't pushed into it or guided into it. I just was crazy about the clarinet from as far back as I can remember.
Music has always been a part of his life, and when he decided to venture out into the world, he got his undergraduate music degree from the University of California, Santa Cruz, and his master's degree from Mills College. He was a student of Rosario Mazzeo, Steve Lacy, and the great Joe Lovano. But it was the music of Steve Lacy that really set his jazz bones in motion. Take a listen to this glowing account that Ben wove together about Steve's music and the effect that it had on him.
From the first time I ever heard that sound, it was like a moth to a flame, man. It's just like I couldn't get enough of it. I knew it. It was like the most delicious thing you ever tasted, and all you just want more.
Ben got a good foothold on the scene as a member of the new Klezmer Trio. 2 years later, he won a grant from the National Endowment of the Arts to mount a retrospective series spotlighting the music of key American jazz composers, cats like Thelonious Monk and Herbie Nichols. And this included collaborations with the likes of Andrew Hill and Bobby Bradford. Over a very busy and music-rich career, he has received many honors. In 2010, he was the recipient of the Alpert Award in the Arts, and Brad has his own record label. It's BAG Productions. And over the years, he has had the honor of gigging with cats like Charlie Hunter, Ron Miles, Joshua Redman, and many others. In early 2015, he released his Nonet project called Orphic Machine on his own label, and it's good listening. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from an innovative jazz town in the middle of America, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to get this jazz ball rolling right on down the road a bit more. Speaking of Kansas City and that ball rolling down the road and the cool that we encompass, the only thing that rivals our jazz is that baseball team of ours, the mighty Kansas City Royals. We are returning to the World Series in 2015 after going through a 29-year drought that was snapped last year when we went against the Giants. And it's back-to-back now, and we're heading to play a team that is from the mecca of jazz, the New York Mets. So to christen the event and to honor our Royals, we give you audio of the final out via Game 6 of the American League Championship Series versus the Toronto Blue Jays via Nick Sloan. And from there, we will go right into Jelly Roll Morton's Kansas City Stomp, and then into Sammy Davis and Count Basie with their New York City Blues. Dig it. Thank you.
once I said goodbye to New York City, sweet city. I said goodbye, but man, I've gotta get back to you. If I have to walk a crawl or fly, I can't say goodbye to New York City. That sweet city, something's gotta give. You know they tell you it's a great place to visit, but my heart tells me it's a better place to live. Let's go, Basie. And if I come by plane, I can see those buildings high. If I come by boat, I can really heave a sigh. And if I come by train, I can watch those streets go by. And if I land in the airport, come in the skyway, catch a cab that's going my way. Love the busy hum, yes, this is my day. New York is my town, yes, New York is my town. And I'll go uptown, downtown, in this big, happy, sad town. And I'll go uptown, downtown, in this big, happy, sad town. East side, west side, all around the town. I love the people, yes, the people, and how they make the big town swing. In the autumn and in the winter, in the summer, in the spring. Yes, the people and every little thing. Yes, I'll go uptown, downtown. I'll go uptown, downtown. There's the east side, and don't forget the west side. New York is my city. Meet you at Sugar Ray's, baby. New York.
Hi, this is Theo Hill with Joe Domino and Neon Jazz.
That was the pride and joy of Cincinnati, Ohio, on the tenor sax, Don Braden. That was the tune Twister off his 2008 CD called Organic. While he was being raised in Louisville, Kentucky, he started on the tenor at 13, and he was a professional by the age of 15. From there, he went on to feed his brain at Harvard University from 1981 to 84, studying engineering and playing in the school's jazz ensemble. From there, he moved to the Mecca of New York City, playing with the likes of the Harper Brothers, Lonnie Smith, and Betty Carter. And then after that, he toured with Wynton Marsalis and continued to gig with the best in the business. Cats like Roy Haynes, Tony Williams, Freddie Hubbard, Art Farmer, and the Mingus Big Band. From the swift and adept jazz mind of Helen Sung on the keys, here she is with her trio in tow back in 2007 with the tune H-Town off her CD Helen Steak.
Sadako Fuji, I'm a Japanese jazz piano player. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Irish-born Canadian composer and jazz guitarist, living now in Vancouver these days, Oliver Gannon, with his quartet live at that cool jazz haven, The Cellar, with the tune Everybody's Song But My Own, back in 2007. Oliver is easily one of Canada's best-known jazz guitarists. He's won the National Jazz Awards Guitarist of the Year, and he was stellar in collaborations with the late, great Fraser McPherson. That fetched him a 1983 Juno Award for the Best Jazz Album. He originally went to the University of Manitoba to study engineering, and while he was in a thermodynamics class, he decided that he did not want to do that for the rest of his life. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what he had to say about why he loves jazz and how he plays it.
The thing that gets me about jazz, and always did get me about it, was the swing, just like Duke said. And if I'm listening to jazz that's intellectual, I genuinely don't actually enjoy it very much. So I'm not into the intellectual side of it, and I'm not an intellectual player. I mean, basically, I'm an ear player. I never think technically. I'm just literally trying to come up with little melodies.
It's great to have Oliver on the show. And man, this next cat on the show graduated from the University of Cool, man. Here's L.A. Vibes man Bobby Hutcherson with the 1968 tune Herzog off his LP Total Eclipse.
this is Joe Locke, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, keeping the vibe alive.
Thank you.
That was the North Carolina post-bop jazz pianist Frank Kimbrough with the 2014 tune Blue Smoke off his CD called Quartet. He was influenced by Herbie Nichols, Thelonious Monk, Bill Evans, Vince Guaraldi, Keith Jarrett, Cecil Taylor, Paul Blay, and many others. And after he moved to New York City in 1981, things took off in a very good way. He became a member of the Herbie Nichols Project with co-leader Ben Allison and worked with Joe Locke over those years. These days, he gigs with Paul Murphy and the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra. Not too bad there. From the chops of Juno-nominated composer, arranger, producer, and trumpeter, Bobby Rice, here he is with his Latin jazz big band with the 2014 tune Delphine off his CD Extreme Latin Jazz. Our final cut on this hour of Neon Jazz Together comes from the Tulsa, Oklahoma jazz group Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey, or known as JFJO, or simply The Fred, with their 2009 song David off the album Stay Gold. And that has been their vibe from the very beginning of their jazz journey that started in 1994. They have had 16 different members in 20 years and have put out 25 albums under the leadership of keyboardist and composer Brian Haas. Over the years and all of the changes, these cats have maintained a huge level of integrity and they have an incredible sound. If you want to know where the evolution of jazz went, dig this outfit. They are amazing and their sound is always evolving. And it's with that that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man with plenty and a whole lot more, man, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Joey!
On the radio!
Like what you heard? Well, let us know. We'd love to hear your suggestions and your comments. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.